This is User Interface, an Avengers Movieverse fanfic written by Sochan and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated R, contains the pairing Darcy Lewis Jarvis, with additional tags for sex toys, humor, ship Darcy with all the things! Tony, how's my favorite genius inventor doing? Tony looked up from the watch he'd been modifying to see Darcy Lewis waltz into his workshop.
That depends. Did Pepper send you here to make me go to sleep?
Pepper was devious like that. At least when she sent someone down with food, he didn't have to leave the lab.
Nah, you're safe from the Sandman for now. In that case, I'm Peachy. How about you, Geraldine? You come down here for a reason, or are you just here to bask in my awesomeness?
Actually, I came to ask a favor. Darcy sidled up to the table he was working at. You know how a gal has certain needs?
Tony leered at her. And you want me to help you out with those?
Darcy rolled her eyes.
Not directly, you horn dog. I've got some silicone that's been doing the job, but frankly, it could use some upgrades.
So you came to see if I would design you some fancier toys. Tony had to admit he was interested. It had been years since he'd made a sex toy, if you didn't count the reinforced handcuffs he kept under his bed, or the special red and gold vibrating prostate stimulator he'd treated himself to for his birthday. And really, if there was anyone who wasn't turned on by this suit, he didn't want to know about them. So maybe he should amend that to... He hadn't made a sex toy for anyone who wasn't involved in his sex life in years.
Darcy slow clapped. Give the man a prize! He really is a genius.
Tony jabbed a screwdriver in her direction.
Watch it, or I'll include a sensor that turns off the batteries within 2 minutes of being put to use.
Darcy meeped.
You are a brilliant, kind, and generous man, and I am incredibly thankful that you're taking time out of your busy schedule to improve my life.
That's better. Tony shoved the now-forgotten watch aside and pulled up a tablet, sketching ideas.
Anything specific you want for this toy of yours, or just more sophisticated? Something to hook up to your iPod, maybe?
He had seen some vibes that did that, though obviously he'd have to tweak the design to take more variables into consideration. Beat and bass level were obvious, but there was a lot more to music.
Actually, there's this guy I've kind of been seeing, Darcy said. We don't exactly have direct contact at the moment.
Doing the long distance thing, huh? I know how that goes.
Darcy snorted. Please, you have your own private jet. If you ever wanted a booty call, you could either fly to them or fly them to you. Any phone sex you were involved in was just for the experience.
Okay, point, Tony conceded. So you want, what, something that'll hook up to Skype?
Darcy nodded.
Something like that, yeah. Really, anything he could get a connection to, so I don't feel like I'm the only one there.
You got it, Darce.
Tony turned back to his plans. Ideas already swirling in his brain.
I should have something for you by tomorrow.
Darcy grinned and gave him a quick hug.
Thanks, Tony. You rock.
Yeah, I know. Now get out of my lab, hot pants. I've got work to do. Tossing him a goofy salute, Darcy turned and double-timed it out.
We really are quite grateful for your assistance on this matter, sir.
Jarvis said, when the door had closed behind Darcy.
I admit, I was not entirely certain what your reaction would be, but you've taken it quite well.
Tony shrugged. Yeah, well, you know what a giving, generous... Wait, we? Jarvis, you're Darcy's long-distance boyfriend?
Jarvis made a sound, imitating a polite cough.
In that the distance between the two of us could be considered very great, given that I cannot currently physically touch her, nor she I, then, yes, sir, I am.
Tony fumbled for a chair and sat down hard. He needed a moment to come to terms with the fact that the computer program he designed to run his house was in a romantic, soon-to-be sexual, relationship with Jane Foster's smoking hot lab assistant. "Shit," he said at last. "Daddy's little AI is growing up."
"Indeed, sir."
The end. Author's notes. After the second fic I read in which someone had a crush on Jarvis, I really couldn't resist.